Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Corners of Mary and Melancholy. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we get together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice as we ring out the old, ring in the new, with a wistful look back and a hopeful look forward. As you notice, I didn't mention resolutions. Don't believe in them. Yeah, I do believe in visualizing and articulating your dreams, setting down goals and action plans, but that can happen today. It can happen mid-March, end of June. We'll talk a little bit, though, about making creative changes in the new year. Next week, this week, today, our pop-up last gasp coffee glass. We're just going to kind of ruminate a little bit, enjoy a lot of great music, including your Forgotten 45, some Inspiration to Action Challenge. Take on the cultural cacophony in very measured doses and get you in the mix. So you're listening live. It's a special pop-up coffee glass on a Sunday, December 30th, 11 a.m. out west. 1 p.m. Central and 2 o'clock here in the East. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter is 24/7, so fret not. Jump in live or on podcast when it works for you at AB Writes. Should you find yourself listening live to our pop-up live broadcast, you can chime in to all the social media outlets, including our PopNet chat box, a couple of folks lined up there already, and the Facebook page, all being held by our very tenacious, talented TCS crew, always raring to go. Trudy Aurora there in the booth at Mela headquarters. Not so rare to go, but still listening. The show today brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. By Panera, the way food should be, now delivered, and our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So, hey, grab yourself that jolt of Joe and let's go. Lots of twisting to do. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the hole in yawn, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slack. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Yeah, twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Yeah. party without lots of dancing.
Those great Motown records, Rod Stewart for Pearlie on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and kicking things off with Sam Cooke, Twisting the Night Away, as we dance our way out of 2018 into 2019. Perilous times ahead, no doubt, in the government arena. Maybe some promising things personally. I'd like to hear your best and worst of 2018, personally, politically, culturally, whatever's on your mind. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live to our pop-up Last Gasp Coffee Clatch on December 30th. Also, we have the PopNet chat box and the Facebook page open as well. So have at us the way you want to. You know, it's kind of a melancholy deal. It always is at the end of the year. Kind of you take a kind of a look back at what was and kind of think about what's going to come to the future. Here's a really melancholy tune from Counting Crows. Dougie, Katie, thank you for chiming in. Maybe a better question. Keep it stuck at that long sentence.
sad as you were leaving. But the days go by so fast. And it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Guess I should.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. My memory, I disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried.
An island never cries.
The pair from the Melancholy File, for sure. I Am a Rock from Simon and Garfunkel. For Desi and Counting Crows, A Long December. Reason to believe the next one will be better than the last. We're hoping for that in 2019 for all of us. 2018, how did it fare for you, personally, professionally, politically, culturally, all of that? Let us know. Twitter is AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505 for the live pop-up December 30th listeners, as well as the Facebook page and our pop in the chat box where Dom is there, and he says, hey, love listening live, like the weekend deal too. We'll say 2018 pretty much a bust for me professionally, politically, was nerve-wracking, hoping for better in both camps come the new year, and more shows, please, no pressure. We'll try, Dom. I'm wishing you the best, too, in 2018. Thanks for joining us, in 2019. Thanks for joining us in 2018 and beyond. Lucy on Twitter says, got a new arrival in our house, unusual circumstances, more adventures to come in the new year. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I can write a story about that one. We have some good music in 2018. This is not a best of by any means, of course, kind of a show, but a new album came out from a great singer-songwriter, Roseanne Cash, called She Remembers Everything. And this song, kind of a love song for her hubby, fellow musician, collaborator John Leventhal, also speaks to what's left of the year, not many miles to go. It's Roseanne Cash on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Thank you for the things you said, not joining me out on the ledge. I know where you come from, that's just not done. And thank you for the diamond ring, the baby boy in the world on the string. Feel that you wanna. No,
got a message in my mailbox from an old friend I hardly see. All he said was, you were trying to get in touch with me, and I stared down at your number, and I felt passion, and I felt fear, and I wondered what the hell. After all these years, there is danger in the embers, and you have only yourself to blame. If you get burned when you try to rekindle that old.
We had these things called songs. They were two-minute stories about people falling in love or burning down Georgia. But I guess Hollywood decided we needed more criminals yelling about their lady friend's baby place.
Your way, go back.
Flashback to the 1970s, the young kid watching TV, the small screen, Laverne and Shirley, the iconic show featuring, of course, Penny Marshall as Laverne DeFazio and Cindy Williams as Shirley Feeney. Unfortunately, Penny Marshall passed away just a couple of weeks ago. I had no idea she was ill. She was such a groundbreaker in so many ways, had a career on the small screen, a comedic actress, who then somehow, improbably, I guess, became this world-class, groundbreaking director, directing such big movies as Big, A League of Their Own, Awakenings, one of my favorites, Riding in Cars with Boys, and others. And wow, really broke that glass ceiling for women in so many ways. Did not take a lot of credit for it, said that she doesn't understand why people think the director is a general. She always thought of it more as a collaborator and really got some great performances out of people because of that. And she credits her brother, the producer and director Gary Marshall, for getting her a career. Said never would have happened without him. He cast her as Myrna, Oscar's assistant on the TV version of The Odd Couple, and her career took off from there. She also wrote a very compelling and funny memoir about growing up in a crazy, chaotic family with a crazy mother. So interesting stuff indeed, which left behind lots and lots of good stuff. Was married at one time to Rob Reiner. He said she always knew she had the funny bone and had the savvy to use it well. She will be missed, but that work lives on and on. Speaking of another icon we lost, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, with Until You Come Back to Me for Sophie. Thank you for chiming in with your kind words. We did a whole tribute show over the summer for the Queen of Soul, and there's so much work that lives on from Aretha's voice, for sure. A pair of folky kind of tunes, Don Henley, a few years back with that great solo album, Cross County, That Old Flame, teaming up with Martina McBride. And from this past year, 2018, Roseanne Cash's latest album, She Remembers Everything, great song, Not Many Miles to Go. It is the Amy Bethurkwi Show, ringing out the old, ringing in the new, remembering 2018, our last gasp coffee clatch. Question at hand, what's the best, worst thing about 2018, and what are you looking forward to in the new year? Reach out. Twitter is AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505 for those listening live to the pop-up coffee clatch on Sunday, December 30th. Pop in the chat box. Facebook page open, too. On Facebook, Barbara says, just glad to see the year end. Yeah, a lot of people kind of feel that way, I guess. Claddy on the PopNet chat box says, it was a mixed bag of a year, as you said, most of them are. Good stuff personally for me, but the country is going down the crapper, hoping Trump gets impeached in 2019. Okay, don't hold back now. Other folks, Claire on Twitter said, it was a good year. I got back to work after a near-death experience in March, hoping for more of the same positive things in the new year. Hey, good for you, Claire. Wishing you all the best in your health. And that is, of course, the most important thing for everybody, health and happiness as we go. Sonia says, my most memorable moment this year was to get rid of toxic people and all the fake news. More positivity in the new year, so says Haranda. Well, I'm with you. Everybody wants to have more positivity, and I think that's true. Build something good in the new year, and I don't mean Trump's wall. You know what I'm talking about, Buttercup? You're at the foundations. I'm Amy Beth Arcusha.
I'll be over at 10, you told me time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore without you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? I'd mess me around and then worse of all, you never thought, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you. I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you.
Is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Downtown,
forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
they're gonna throw a New Year's party. You know, ring out the old and bring in the new.
Everyone that greeted me was moving slow and drinking fast. I was lost inside a painting on a wall. A pretty baby with a cigarette was looking for a place to ash. Stumbling toward the voices down the hall. They had Thriller on the stereo. Not the album, just the song. Two dancers all in white that no one really knew. There were a lot of leather jackets. There was a haircut reading palms. There was a line outside the bathroom that didn't really move. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be feeling no pain. Some girls forgot their bathing suits. It felt like jumping in the pool. Right after making sure the underwater lights were on. I was staring at a silhouette. I was blushing like a fool. Letting everyone pretend they hadn't planned it all along. Then our host bust out of his bedroom with his glasses slightly bent. He gets up on the diving board to tell us how he feels. Ladies and gentlemen, we've begun the initial descent. Now it's time to pull up on the wheel. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be feeling no pain. The floor of the living room, I saw my past life out, laying next to her handsome new flame. Recognize his face too much, except for the grimace on his mouth. He looked a lot like me, he seemed to be in pain. I didn't hear the picture window break. I didn't see the rising sun. I could feel the morning breeze. Then I heard a tired voice speak up and say, I think this party is done. She asked if I could drive her home, and then she added, please. Please, when the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be feeling all pain.
Goddamn. I need a drink.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One of the night, but it can't fit me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
On the Amy Beth Arquay Show for Howie. Yeah, son of a bitch, indeed. Getting the drink on with the fireballs and a bottle of wine. That one, a forgotten 45 for Willie. Dawes, great version of their classic, When the Tequila Runs Out. They'll be drinking champagne. Lots of folks popping it, but just don't overdo it. You can even do a non-alcoholic first night downtown. Forgotten 45 for Howie and Simp from Petula Clark. And Build Me Up Buttercup from the Foundations. Just don't be building up that silly border wall. Not going to happen. New sheriff in town come January 3rd, which is next week. Her name is Pelosi. Wonder how Donald Trump will fare. He'll try to spin himself out of control as usual, of course. It's unfortunate because this partial shutdown has affected a lot of people, and some folks are going to feel the pain when they don't get their paycheck, so there's nothing to joke about for sure. It's interesting how the partial shutdown does not affect the executive branch or the Congress. They're all getting their paychecks, which I think is ridiculous. But on the humorous note, the fact that Trump was stuck in the White House and tweeting like mad and saying, oh, poor me, I'm alone here, is ridiculous. He can go to Mar-a-Lago, although Mar-a-Lago, the security, et cetera, was being paid by the taxpayers for all the other folks that were going down for the parties. I mean, it's crazy, right? And he did make his little surprise visit to Iraq because what else is he going to do since he was stuck in the White House anyway, and talked about himself and how panicked he was and how many MAGA hats he got to sign for the military, which, by the way, is supposedly verboten because the military is not supposed to show sides one way or the other. And he denigrated the Democrats again, talking about how most of the federal employees are Democrats anyway, so who cares? I mean, this is not how it's supposed to work once you're in office. He has broken every norm, but not in such a good way, at least in my opinion. What's your take? Best worst of 2018, Twitter is AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505 for those who got the memo on our secret double probation last gasp coffee clash of 2018. Facebook page popping, the chat box open too. Lots of folks chiming in. I really love it. Here we go, because we didn't really advertise this. And Denby is live on popping the chat box. And what does Denby say? Glitch here. Uh-oh. Glitches happen. Denby telling us that best thing about the year, new grandbaby in the family. Worst thing about the year, you know who is still in office hoping for more family come the new year, and you know who out of office. All right, not even mentioning the name. I get you. Leon said it was a mixed bag. Personally, got fired twice. New job, cross your fingers. Yeah, we are, Leon, really pulling for you. And getting the orange dude out of the White House will be a great thing for 2019. Lots of folks on the same page. Jennifer says, I love this one. She says, the worst person of 2018, Ronnie Jackson, the doctor who proclaimed Trump slim and fit for service. Where is he now? On the unemployment line, we think. Uh-oh, not a good thing, not a good thing at all. On Facebook, Daryl says, Trump's got to go, keep saying it, keep meaning it, hopefully it will happen. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Put a pin in that one, and let's talk about your own plans. Are you doing something on New Year's Eve or staying in? I think for the last few years I've always stayed in, but some folks love to party. So the question is, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Inquiring minds like Andy and Vonda Shepherd want to know.
New Year's Eve. outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Just hear it send below. Sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Little blast of snow in my neck of the woods this morning. Frank Sinatra, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. For Nixie, as we wind down our last gas 2018 coffee clutch, I'm Amy Bethard-Guisho and Vonda Shepherd too. What are you doing New Year's Eve? You might want to take the weather report into account. Out west, Midwest, they're expecting some big snows, I believe. Torrential rain, possibly, in the New York area where I am. So you might want to stay in, but either way, just take heed and take care. Quick shout-out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories. A few folks chiming in over the holidays. Paulie, Constance, Lorraine among them, working on books and or movies, and we're so gratified when it works for them, saying things like it gave us discipline and motivation and inspiration. So, hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, please let us know, because I'd love to give you that shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spurring each other on. And on the other hand, you need a little, we say, creative kick in the keister to get you going in the new year. By all means, please reach out. I will give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks. We'll start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. It's like a 20-minute push in the right direction. Give me a couple of weeks to connect on that one. By mid-January, we should do so at the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, or just Google the darn thing. You'll find us. And while you're there, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mystery, some other goodies up for grabs. And you can also chime in, guest suggestions, story requests, Forgotten 45, is all there, one-stop shopping, links to the podcast too, and don't forget you can friend me on Facebook, connect with our producer Trudy Hart on Twitter at Radio Trudy, and follow me for the 24/7 conversation on Twitter at AB Writes, and find the Amy Bethard-Guisho Show wherever you get your podcast too. There's a link at the website, but you can also get it from Stitcher to Mixcloud, Spotify to iTunes, NetNow, PushPlay, select editions too on Arts Radio Network and PopNet. Pretty much ask for it, you'll find it. And we love to have y'all. So gratifying when folks find us, especially when we do these like covert shows. I always love it. Listening live or on podcast, it all is great. More to come with creative thinkers and authors, musicians in the new year. We'll take on the cultural cacophony, of course, and more inspiration and pushes in that creative right direction. All ahead. We wish you the best as you look back and take stock, and as you look forward, get it all going, as they say. TCS crew, Trudy Aurora, thank you so much for helping us throughout the year, and ML, of course, at headquarters. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us next year. I'm Amy Bethard-Guisho. In 2018, she's real, real gone. We'll leave you to Van Morrison. Take care. I love y'all.
Down, Solomon Burke said, if you need me.